Millennialism is the teaching that Christ will return to overthrow the Antichrist, bind Satan, and set up an earthly kingdom headquartered at Jerusalem for 1,000 years. At the end of this millennium, Satan will be freed for a final physical war in which he will be defeated. Then comes the end of the world and Judgment Day. Our Lutheran confessions since 1530 have rejected millennialism, calling it a Jewish opinion that before the resurrection of the dead, the godly will take possession of the kingdom of the world, the ungodly being everywhere suppressed. Is there a millennial kingdom on its way? Lutherans have said no loudly for 493 years. Most prominent internet preachers and a large part of evangelical Christianity, particularly the politically active, say yes. Well, if there is a millennial kingdom coming, then Christ was wrong, doesn't reign now, and your Bible is way too obscure to understand. If Christ is coming to set up an earthly kingdom 1,000 years prior to judgment, then he was wrong when he told us that he would come to judge the world as a thief in the night and at an hour when no one expected him. He was wrong when he said, no one knows the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven. According to millennialists, Christ will be here 1,000 years prior to judging the world. All those alive at that time will have 1,000-year warning before the judgment. Again, if they're right, Christ was wrong about the end of the world. He tells us via St. Peter, the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Millennialists say, when Christ returns, the elements won't be destroyed, the earth won't be laid bare. Rather, things will get better here on earth as Christ sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. If millennialists are right, Christ is wrong. Millennialists say Revelation 20 teaches two physical resurrections from the dead. One of believers, when Christ returns to set up his kingdom on earth, and one of unbelievers 1,000 years later when the world ends. This teaching contradicts Christ. He says in John 6 that believers will be raised on the last day, not 1,000 years prior to that. Second, Christ teaches in John 5 that believers and unbelievers physically rise on the same day. He says, for a time is coming when all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come out. Some rise to life, others rise to be condemned. Revelation 20 does speak of a first resurrection and says that those who have part in this are holy and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. The first resurrection is being converted to Christ in this life, because that means we don't die even at death. That's what Jesus said, John 11. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. Though he die, yet shall he live. When believers die, they go to be with Christ very much alive. It's their first resurrection. They are released from what Scripture calls this body of death and reign in heaven with Jesus. If there's a millennial kingdom coming, then Christ doesn't reign right now. According to millennialists, Revelation 20 teaches that we're still waiting for Satan to be bound for 1,000 years. Until then, he's free to deceive the nations. This view makes a mockery of the cross of Christ. When does the Bible say Satan was cast out? What does the Bible say defeated him? How long does the Bible say Satan will be bound for? On Palm Sunday, right before his suffering and death for the sins of the world, Christ says, now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Colossians 2:15 says, Christ nailed to the cross the law that accused us and so disarmed the demons, making a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. The Bible everywhere declares that Satan was defeated by the death of Christ about 30 AD. Christ crucified prevented Satan from deceiving the nations anymore. Want proof? After his resurrection, Jesus sent his gospel into the nations. Acts 14:16 says, in the past, God let all nations go their own way. Now, Acts 14:27 says, God opened the door of faith to the nations. Where salvation in the Old Testament had been limited to the single nation of Israel and those who came in contact with her, in the New Testament, because Satan is bound, the preaching of the gospel and salvation are for all nations. This time period when the gospel goes out into all nations, the Bible calls the times of the Gentiles. That word translated there, Gentiles, can be rendered nations. So the period when the preaching of the gospel goes out into all the world can be called the times of the nations. Satan isn't free to deceive the nations because the gospel has free course among them. Well, how long do these times last? In a chapter, Revelation 20, which speaks of an angel who has no body, taking a physical chain and binding Satan, who also has no body, we read that Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Just as we are shown figuratively how Satan is bound, we are shown figuratively how long he is bound for. 1,000 years stands for the whole time that the gospel is preached freely. But if you believe Satan will only be bound for a literal 1,000 years, then you believe that started right around 30 AD. That literal 1,000 years ended in 1030 AD, and for the past 993 years, we've been in Satan's little season once more where Satan is free to deceive the nations. Go ahead and believe that. What you can't believe, and be faithful to Scripture, is that Christ hasn't established his reign yet. That's what millennialists believe. Jesus doesn't reign until he sets up his kingdom here on earth. But then Jesus is wrong when he said before ascending, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Then Scripture is wrong when it says of his ascension, God seated Christ on his right hand, and God placed all things under his feet. The millennialist can only tell his hospitalized Christian friend, hold on. Any day Christ could return and will start reigning with him. He can only say to a persecuted Christian, the time is coming when we will rule. We, confessional Lutherans, can tell each other, we live and reign with Christ right now. Though it looks like Satan and his thugs are in control, take heart. The reality is that all authority has been given to Christ and he is exercising it for our benefit. We're not at the mercy of unbelievers. They are at the mercy of us who rule with Christ. If there is a millennial kingdom coming, worse than Christ not ruling right now, worse than Christ being wrong, is the fact that God's word is an obscure book. When I read the gospel reading this morning of Christ telling of his return, the end of the world, and judgment day, well, that was clear, wasn't it? It becomes muddy when you try to explain the end of the world using the symbols of Revelation. The proper way to read your Bible is to explain passages that use symbols with passages that do not use them. For example, Revelation 12 speaks of a great dragon chasing a woman who gives birth to a child and who's caught up into heaven. Now we can explain that passage by referring to the non-symbolic passages about the birth, life, and ascension of Christ. Likewise, we read the symbols found in Revelation 20 in light of the bright, sharp words found in Matthew 25. Even non-Lutherans get this. Quote, since the 1,000-year reign of Christ is mentioned only in Revelation 20, 1-10, and nowhere else in the New Testament, a caution over its application must at once be raised. It must be borne in mind that the context is a symbolic setting, which means that it cannot be used to provide a key to the interpretation of passages which are not symbolic. But millennialists use Revelation 20 to explain other passages about the end of the world. Here's an example of what happens when you don't let Scripture explain its own symbols. Revelation describes a great battle at a place that doesn't exist, Armageddon. Armageddon symbolizes Christ's enemies' last desperate attempt to overthrow him. It's not a real battle. In 1534, revolting peasants in Germany said their revolution was Armageddon. In the 1860s, Northern Christians believed their war against the South was Armageddon. World War I was thought by many to be Armageddon. podcasts and YouTubers today are saying what's happening in the Middle East right now, well, that's Armageddon. If Scripture isn't allowed to interpret, explain itself, then it becomes an obscure book, people stop reading it, and the gospel of Christ is muted. When people start looking for a kingdom of Christ here on earth sometime in the future, their thoughts and their hearts turn away from what Christ is doing right now. The gospel, that's the one thing needful. The gospel is the one message that must be proclaimed to all the nations. Listen to those who are looking for a 1,000-year earthly kingdom. I don't hear them proclaiming the free forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake. I hear them speaking of finally getting a piece of the earthly pie. I don't hear them declaring people are freed now by Jesus from sin, death, and the power of the devil. I hear them warning that Satan has yet to be bound. I hear them heaping heavy burdens on people to calculate, to decipher all the signs so they don't find themselves outside of Christ's earthly kingdom. Where's the good news that Christ came down 2,000 years ago and rescued us from Satan? Where's the good news that Satan lost, was defeated and bound on Good Friday by the death of Christ? Where's the good news that Christians are reigning with Christ right now? Millennialists never point people to absolution, which looses sins, locks hell, and unlocks heaven right now. No, they point them to their obscure words predicting raptures, tribulations, and the Jews rebuilding an altar. They never point people to the waters of their baptism to assure them their sins are forgiven, that they have the Holy Spirit, and that they are saved. No, they point them to what's going on around the waters of Jordan in the Middle East right now. They never point people to Jesus' presence in communion as proof that he is here physically with them right now. No, they point them to something in the future when Christ will again be present on earth after being absent for 2,000 years. You find your comfort in what Jesus clearly says in the absolution, what he clearly does in your baptism, and where he clearly is in communion. Let others look for a 1,000-year kingdom lurking in some obscure future. We'll be contented and comforted by the gifts that the one who has the power, the glory, and the kingdom right now gives to us today. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.